Can you tell me your name?
Heather Moore.
What is it?
Heather Moore.
Heather Moore? How do you spell your last name?
M-O-O-R-E.
And who's your mother and dad?
Linda and Jim Moore.
And where do they live?
Up on Blackburn Heights.
And their phone number?
478-2258.
Uh-huh. Wow, look at this picture. I haven't had a chance to really look at it yet. You're a good artist. Can you tell me about the picture?
It's my Uncle George's TV shop down there by Swartz's. Uh-huh. And right here, when he came down there that one morning, you couldn't get through because of the National Guard coming down there, but when he showed us pictures and he told us about when we went to visit him, because he didn't get his house, just his business washed, destroyed. And he was telling us about it, and right here there was a pole, and it was on the cables, and he had those people cut the cable because that pole was pulling a block out of the side of his building, so they just cut, and he didn't have electric or heat or anything in there for a while. And when he first heard a flood warning, he come back to town because he lives on Piper Mountain, and he just set the TVs and brand new ones and things up on a bench and a table and things, because he didn't think the water would get only about 2 inches high. And then the next morning he went to see how high it got, and when he first got there, he couldn't get the door open because the TVs had been pushed up against the wall, and the weird thing about it was that both his windows hadn't been broken. They weren't busted, even though the water had risen over them, and they had to get the TVs out of the way to get in, and they said it was about 6 or 7 feet deep in there, and I just drew a picture of it.
That's real nice. Tell me about some of the other things on the picture. This is a broken TV set?
Yeah, they had to put them out for the trash. They sit there for a while. When they first opened the door, there was a lot of mud and stuff in there, and they had to paint over it because it was so, the paint was scratched and had water stains on it and things, and they had to mop that out in there. Some of the TVs, like the portable ones and smaller ones, didn't get, and some of the larger ones, they didn't get damaged, and he just wiped all the mud off of them and let them dry at his house, and they work pretty good, and he still sells them, except he don't have a guarantee on them. Mm-hmm. And I drew and there was lots of debris and stuff out, and the sky was dark, and things from other people's houses washed up in the debris, and trees and things uprooted and stuff, and I just drew one of the cars that we saw, because I couldn't really get down in town, but the pictures, because he went over, since he lived over the other way, he could get down, and I just drew this picture.
Mm-hmm. Is the car upside down?
Yeah.
Are there people inside?
No, seats.
Have you had a lot of thoughts about the flood since it happened?
No, not very many people I know were in the flood except for my uncle. My mom had some friends and things, but I didn't know very many people that were in the flood.
Have you dreamed about it at all?
But I just, not really, I'm glad that my house wasn't in the flood, and we try to help them clean out the homes of the people we knew, and my Uncle Joel's TV shop, we helped them to clean out and things.
Well, thank you for talking to me. That's a wonderful picture. Beautiful. Okay, tell me your name again so I can level right.
Valerie Nestor.
Valerie Nestor. And your home phone?
478-2979.
And your folks?
I'm Marlene Nestor and Donald Nestor.
Don. Well, this is a nice thing. Look at this. Very dramatic picture. Okay. Can you read me what you wrote on it?
It's November 4th, before the water had risen. November 4th, after the water had risen, viewing inside the house.
Tell me about it.
Well, I just drew about a house because I was going to try to draw my grandmother's house, but it's hard because the porch is weird and it's really old and it's a different style house. And the first picture is when it was just raining that night before the water had risen around 4 o'clock. And it's just the front of the house and rain and a house beside the road. And then the second picture, it's that night after the water had risen inside the house. The water is halfway up in the living room. And outside there's a guy clinging to a tree, and there's a house going by, another house, and there's a person in it yelling help, and there's two girls inside a house, and one says help, the other one says please save us, and the water's almost up past their head.
Who are those girls?
Where?
Who are they?
Oh, who are they? I really didn't. I really didn't put them in specific details, but they're supposed to be my grandmother and my aunt, because my aunt came down to the house, and then she drove by because she couldn't get in. And the guy on the tree is the guy that they had in the newspaper that clung to the tree for a long time. The person inside the other house was the house beside my grandmother's. It didn't float, but, well, I just thought I'd add that because some houses floated down the river and some people haven't found their houses.
Does this picture show things that are in your mind a lot since the flood?
Mm-hmm. Well, the day after the flood, November 5th, well, we went downtown and we were looking around, and then we came back up. We had to walk down because we couldn't get the car down there. After we walked back up, my cousin dropped off my grandmother at our house, and she was telling us about how it was almost overhead. Then a few minutes later, it was overhead, and they had to carry her out. And once they almost dropped her, and she was shaking. And that's what I tried to picture that in my mind a few times, and it was hard to do because you can't imagine that really. And when I went down there to see the house about a week or two after the flood, it looked really weird, and I didn't imagine it like it was, because in the kitchen there were well, they were like bulges. They were like 2 feet high, and you couldn't walk on them without sinking. So you couldn't walk through the kitchen, and there was about a foot of mud in the back door, so you couldn't get in the back door. You had to go through the front door, and they had those kerosene heaters in there, and it was really cold even with them up as high as they go. And they were trying to get some of the things downstairs and cleaning off some of the things downstairs, and there were about 12 of our cups we found down there. We don't know how they got down there, but they were down there. And they said some of the things from up on hills, if they had anything out in their yard, like bowls for dog food or something, that the rain could have rolled them down the hill downtown. So if you found anything down there, they said it might be yours. And every time Mom goes down there, she goes down about twice every week she brings home another cup from down there. My uncles, well, they haven't been working a lot, but they've been helping my grandmother clean out her house so she can move in it. Now she's in it, and she can't live downstairs. When she goes downstairs, she's scared, but when she's upstairs, she feels okay, because when the water was rising, it didn't come upstairs to feel. So she feels more safe upstairs than she does downstairs.
She still feels spooky about being downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I haven't been down there since she moved in, but I don't think I'd like it very well to live in the same house that got flooded. I'd probably move up on higher land. I still think about what she was saying about how it was up overhead. Couldn't believe that, because lots of people say they got about 4 inches in their house and she had about 5 foot. And I'm about 5'3", 5'2½, and it'd probably be over my head if I was in there. I couldn't imagine that. I tried, but I couldn't.
Have you had any dreams about the flood?
Once I had a dream that we were down there. It was Halloween night, and we were down at my grandma's house, and we were all down there, and no one was at our house, and all the family was down at grandma's house, and the house started to float away, and we were sitting on the roof watching everything go by, and I think we landed in Florida or something like that, and we were sitting on the roof all the way, and there was these trees going by, and we were watching everyone see what they were doing. It wasn't funny, but it was neat.
Wasn't funny, but it was neat?
Yeah, well, it's sort of funny the way we were sitting on the roof and floated to Florida, but it was neat. And if it happened, it wouldn't be funny.
Sounds like it had a happy ending if you landed in Florida.
Yeah, that's where we're going around the end of March.
Oh, boy. I wish I was going with you.
I'm going to see my brother and my two sisters.
Do you ever think about it flooding again?
Well, I heard about it. It was supposed to flood December 4th, and it didn't. I was sort of scared that it would, and my grandmother was, and she goes, I just don't think I could handle it. And I was sitting in at the dining room table, and she was telling all her stories, and I was sitting there trying to picture each thing she said in my mind, and I could get a few things straight, because she went into a lot of details about how they took her out and how her feet only touched once when they took her out. I could imagine that, but I couldn't imagine how it was over her head. It was like they were just carrying her, and it was like to her waist. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to me. What is your name?
Susan Poling.
Susan Poling?
Yeah.
Where do you live, Susan?
I live up on Hendricks, but after the flood, I've been staying with my grandma down Parsons, because I've been having her straighten it up. My mom and dad just got divorced yesterday. My mom's living with her sister in Blackman's Flats, and my dad's been on second shift, and he's been pretty bad about this and everything's going wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, honey.
This is my grandma's house. She lives on River Avenue down Parsons. Mm-hmm. And she was in their house, and my granddad was sleeping on the couch, and she has like a window on the side watching the river. And she seen it was getting high, and it was highest that she ever seen her. She woke up granddad, and he was half asleep, and he said, oh, don't worry about it. And then grandma got him up, and he looked out the window, and he said, we better start going. Grandma packed a few clothes in a bag, and she moved things to the side a little bit, and they just got brand new furniture and everything, and they ruined their carpet, and they was going to come up our house. That was when my mom and dad was together, like the day after the floods when they got separated. And she was going up there. She couldn't get past Lambert's because the water was done up there, so the only place they had to go was on Quaddy Hill. And they went up there and they stayed up all night watching the house and see what it did to it. Then the next day they walked down there and it was a mess, and Granddad started crying, and they felt pretty bad. And then they stayed there and tried to clean up the mud, and the only way they could do it was they got the dustpan and just scraped it up and just threw it in a bag, and they got the floor cleaned up. And then everybody was chipping in to help. And then me and my mom, my sister was up Hendricks, my dad was downtown at the night of the flood. And we thought, we didn't know nothing about my grandma, my granddad, or my dad. And we thought he's at the VFW. And then we heard on the news that the VFW was washed out. And then we just thought maybe they was hurt, and we couldn't hear nothing about grandma and granddad. And then he made it up around Sugarlands Road about 3 days after, and he said that he seen grandma and they was all right. And then when they stayed up all night, the night of the flood, they watched the house. That next day, the night, they was going over Elkins, and they just got a brand new car, and they wrecked it and bent it all up. They was going to go over and stay with my aunt, and wrecked, and there's an ambulance right behind of him, but grandma just hit her head on the windshield. And then my granddad sells West Virginia clocks, and one came up and about hit her head and hit the window and broke the window, and they got it fixed pretty well now. Ray, he's an auto. I mean, he takes care of cars and stuff. And they're thinking about going out to Ohio where my other aunt is, and on.
Can you tell me about some of the other things in the picture?
Yeah, this is my grandma's house, and she said what saved her house pretty well. There was a brick wall on the side of the river, and a big oak tree right beside of her house, and it kind of helped her. And she said she's seen all kinds of things going down there, and she's seen big logs and trees and just everything that was in it. And she said the water was all dirty and everything, and she said it was washed away half of her yard, and they just got some put in. My uncle did. They got on the side. He put boards up, and they filled it in. And she just had her plants and all her flowers. She had a lot of flowers, and she set them out on her porch, and it got ruined. And the house was pretty a mess, and it washed the bathtub. It came up under the house and turned the bathtub on its side, and they got that fixed. They had to insulate it because it washed everything out. Grandma said there was cans and everything up in it. And then she has white walls in the kitchen, and it showed the mark where it was, where how high the water got, and it was all dirty where the thing was. And
what is this?
Well, she said she seen like a house roof and go down the river before she left, and she said she didn't know it was make it out. She said it was either a dog or something that was going down the river, and she said she seen all kinds of things going down the river. They was holding the flashlight, and she said that she thank goodness that it happened in the daytime, because if they was asleep at nighttime, more people would have got killed, and lucky that happened in the daytime.
Mm-hmm. So is this a bridge, and who is that?
Well, she said she heard someone scream, and she didn't know if it was from the river or someone out in the street or something, but she said she heard someone screaming, singing help like that, and she was getting all worried, and she was yelling to see if they could hear her back, and she never got an answer. So her and granddad got in the car, and they was going to go over town to go tell they heard someone screaming, and then they couldn't make it over there, and then they was going to head up here, and granddad, he was just a mess, and Yeah. Because he knew it was going to happen.
Have you dreamed about the flood since it happened?
Yeah. I dreamed about that my grandma and granddad, it happened at the nighttime. They got killed and my dad got killed and we was all alone and, you know, and then it just got up and then it got clear up and washed everything in Parsons away. It was just like a ghost town, and, you know. And I told my mom about it and she said, well, thank goodness that it wasn't worse. Or Grandma was afraid to drink the water after it because she said that, I forget where she gets it, I think it's city water, and she's afraid that a whole bunch of stuff in it, so she never drank it. She went up to where they keep the trucks. I mean, yeah, where they, not the bulldozers, but where they shovel snow out off the road, I can't think of it, up there and got water, and then my dad came up around Sugarlands Road. He had to walk most of the way. And he came up and he asked me if I wanted to go down and help Grandma. So we walked down there and then they had like a ladder across the road and down there where the bridge got washed away. And then you had like this up here hanging. And I was scared to go across of it, but I went across and then down below there was like another, like where it just went across the road and ripped the road, and there's like another little river there, and it was all muddy and everything, and we got across that. There was a big railroad thing.
Railroad bridge?
Yeah, kind of like, and we got across that, and we went down there, and Grandma and Granddad wasn't there, and they always kept the key up above the door. We got it, went in, and you can see where they was. They was still where they have been there in the morning time, because we got down there about 4 o'clock, and where they did, they left a note if we did come down, you know, tell them that they was over Ray and Jean's, and then granddad, he had they just bought a new couch and it floated, and it just the bottom, they had a ruffle at the bottom, they just tore it off. And then all their stuff worked, the refrigerator and the washer and everything, but now it's starting to not working very much. The refrigerator's working all right, but the dryer and the washer, it was working fine. But then and then it's starting to stop, and the dryer wouldn't work, and the washer wouldn't ring out or nothing. And they had to get my Uncle Gerald, he works on TVs, and he helped. That's my granddad's brother, and he took it apart, and there's just mud and all kinds of stuff in there, and got it cleaned out, and they got it to work. And then Grandma, she was out, and the church right beside the church, it's a church right beside of her, and me and her went over there and helped, you know, fold clothes and give away food and stuff to people who needed it.
So you helped out a lot in the flood.
Yeah.
Did that make you feel better about what happened, to be helping?
Yeah, it kind of made me feel a little better helping the people that got their clothes washed away. And then Hamilton, I think, my aunt's mom's house got flooded. And people, and what she had left upstairs, what she had left was... what they had all was left, and people went up, broke in the house and went upstairs and stole all their clothes and everything. And so we helped them out a little bit. And we had some extra clothes that I grew out of, some summer clothes and a couple sweaters and stuff we gave to the church.
So your parents split up after the flood?
Yeah,
and
the
then
next
was a car
day.
Wreck, and then it sounds like you're... life has been upside down.
Yeah, but it's getting better now. They got the house pretty well cleaned up. They got to take down the paneling in the living room and put some more new up. And Grandma and Granddad's selling a lot of clocks now, and he's you know, they're doing all right, and Dad, what he can, he's putting in, because his truck, it back end fell out of it. Then my uncle had two trucks, and he's let my dad use one right now, and my dad's still paying $97 on the truck he's not even running now. And he's just thinking about just selling parts for whoever needs it.
You said your dad took it pretty hard.
Yeah, he lost his job and everything in it.
Where was his job?
Well, he worked in the woods. He cut down trees and stuff in the woods, and the guy that rented his trailer got washed away. He had chainsaws and stuff. I forget his name. I can't think of it because I haven't seen him in a long time.
But your dad lost his job?
Yeah, but he got a new one now. At Hinchcliffe, Dad used to work there. He put in an application and they called him back. He used to work there and they called him back there. He's doing all right now. He was in debt that he had a whole bunch of stuff to pay, but he only got about one big bill to pay, and that's all.
Are there other kids in your family?
Yeah, I have a little sister, and she was scared, and she cried all the time that she's afraid your grandma got in the flood and she got killed or something. And now she's up there with Mom, and she's split apart from her dad and me. And she calls me every night, and I stay each and every other weekend. She stays every other weekend. She spends a weekend with Mom, then next weekend with my dad, and she spends most time with my mom.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Pretty tough little person. Mm.
But I think everything will work out fine. As soon as they get everything ready, Grandma says they had carpet and it ruined it, so they got some more Velcans. It matches the couch.
So you're staying with your dad now?
Well, my grandma, as soon as my dad gets on day shift, I'll be staying with him, but I'm staying with my grandma now because he has night shift. He leaves at 3:30, and that's the time I get down there. And he gets back at 12 o'clock, and I don't stay up that late to, you know, go up the house with him. But.
And is there a phone at your grandma's?
Yeah.
Tell me that again.
3615, and my phone number up there is 4020.
Wonderful picture. You get your name on it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you for talking to me.